This is Focus on EMU, a time during halftime of Eastern Michigan University football games, where we take a moment to shine a light on some of the great things and people that are helping to make our community better, starting right here on campus at Eastern Michigan University, but touching our entire community on and off campus. And with me today is a gentleman that is definitely doing his part to touch a big part of our campus community, both again on and off of campus. Wallace Bridges, a professor of theater arts here at Eastern Michigan University, also a veteran, was in the Army, is working on a great project that we wanted to share with you. So welcome, Wallace. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Can I call you Dr. Bridges, or is Wallace okay?
Wallace is okay, and I don't have a PhD.
Okay, all right. Well, but you are a professor at EMU in our theater arts program, been here for 25 years. Done a lot of great work with students and a lot of great work in the community. And we're going to focus on the latter here for a moment. But you are working on a project. Tell us about the project first in your own words. You know, what is this project? And again, we'll kind of get into why is it important to you.
Okay. The project is called Stories of Service, an Evening with Veterans, and it will be at the Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor on Monday, November the 5th at 7 p.m.
Okay, and the stories of service, I'm assuming that means we're going to hear from veterans from all backgrounds sharing very personal and intimate portraits of something that happened to them or a specific event? Or
Very much so. There are five veterans, and they're from virtually World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and some of the Middle Eastern conflicts that we've been involved in. And they're going to share their stories, which are indeed, some of them are indeed very personal.
And your role in that is, what are you doing there?
So I'm the event director.
Okay.
And so I'm coordinating all the elements into a cohesive whole.
All right. And are you working with these five individuals to help them share their stories?
Indirectly. So I'm working directly with two of them because they are in Michigan and I can get to them and work with them. I'm communicating with the other three through email and texting and phone calls and like that. And I've heard their stories like on Moth Storytelling and some of those events. So I've communicated with two of them directly and the other three indirectly.
And you feel this is important to our community. Why? Why is it important to hear the stories of veterans?
Well, you know, if it wasn't for the veterans, some of us wouldn't have the rights and the opportunities that we have today. And quite frankly, I think young people today need to hear those stories that help them to be where they are today.
You know, and these are people, you know, they put a hand up. They mm-hmm. volunteered mm-hmm. to serve our country. We haven't had a draft here in a long, long time. So mm-hmm. pretty much everybody that's served in the last 70 years or so has been a volunteer service. I know that you were in the service yourself. You were in the Army. Just give me a real quick brief overview. What did you do with your career?
So I wouldn't call it a career. I was in for 4 years.
Okay.
That was my tour. I was a Pershing missile crewman, and ultimately when I left, I was a Pershing missile supervisor in West Germany. And from age 18 to 20, I was in West Germany, went from PFC, private first class, to sergeant.
And that was probably a fairly tense time. I mean, you're talking about nuclear missiles during the Cold War.
This is true. We occupied nuclear warhead sites. There were at least two of them in West Germany that we would spend, you know, off and on, weeks at a time. And we did a lot of field exercises where they called it move, shoot, and scoot, where you'd go out in the field, we'd go through our routine, erect the missile, feign pushing the button, take it down, and scoot, get out of there.
So you were simulating essentially the entree to an apocalypse in many ways.
That's true.
But you were doing your job.
That's
you were
right.
doing, well, at that time during the Cold War, a very important job, unfortunately, because that's the state our world was in.
Yep.
So you've been on campus here at Eastern for 25 years now. 27 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how did you jump from the military to into academia?
Yeah, that transition, and I see it in some young people today. I came back from Germany, and I had like a year left in the service, and so I was in Oklahoma. Lawton, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and I attended Cameron University because I had the GI Bill, which was very helpful. And had it not been for the GI Bill, I certainly wouldn't be sitting here today. It took me 7 years to finish my undergraduate degree at Cameron University. I got a Bachelor's of Arts in Speech and Drama. It was called Speech and Drama back then. And then I graduated and didn't really have a job as a black actor in Oklahoma. So I went back to school and got another year of education courses and got my teaching certificate, taught high school in Oklahoma for 3 years, and worked in factories, drove taxis, did a lot of different things. And I didn't think I was going to teach high school for more than about 3 or 5 years.
How did you end up in Michigan?
the job. So I went to graduate school, I guess about 7 or 8 years after I finished undergrad. I finished undergrad in 85, and I went to graduate school in 1990. So about 5 years later at Western Illinois University. And I had a full ride. I was a graduate teaching assistant, which was really the only way I was going to be able to do it. However, I had had a lot of experience. I had taught high school, had directed plays. I had acted in a community theater, had a strong background in theater. And I was a little older than most graduate students. So it was kind of easy for me to get in there because of my experience and background. In my final year in graduate school, applied for, and I still have the rejection letters, applied to like 50 or so universities for jobs as professor. And I have like 49 rejections and like two come by for an interview. One of them was at another school, and the other one was here at EMU. And EMU was just really so helpful in the airplane ticket, the hotel. Dennis Began was the department head here at the time. They just took care of me. The other school was like, well, go ahead and buy your own ticket, the airplane ticket and your hotel, and if we hire you, we'll reimburse you half of it. It was kind of obvious, you know. Unfortunately, right. EMU hired me.
And what has your involvement been? I know that EMU has a pretty good reputation for serving veterans coming back into the private sector, going through the transition of entering private life through college. I mean, what's your how do you fit into that model here on campus? Do you do work with our returning veterans?
I can't really say that I do work with them unless they're in my classes. Mm. But I think we have a connection and we can relate because several of those people are just a little bit older or a lot older, but a little bit older. And we just have a connection because of the military. And right. So we have something to talk about.
Yeah, you speak the lingo mm-hmm. and you're mm-hmm. trusted because you went through similar stuff. We, mm-hmm. we talk a lot about that transition and how difficult it can be for some of our service men and women and how important it is to be successful in that transition. Because you mentioned off, we were talking a little bit before we started chatting here, you grew up as a military brat. So mm-hmm. you're used to that structure, that life, and then you entered right into it right out of high school. Mm-hmm. It's a big leap to come into the private sector from that, and quite often people leap and they don't have somebody like you as a peer to mm-hmm. to help with those questions that mm-hmm. you know the rest of us just don't get. Mm-hmm. So glad you're here. How did you get involved with this Stories of Service project?
Well, Michael Wise, or Lieutenant Colonel retired Michael Wise here on campus, I'm not sure his exact title, but he's responsible for veterans on campus.
Okay.
And he contacted me, he heard of me, and he contacted me while I was directing Detroit 67 in April of this year and said, you know, are you interested in this? And I'm like, of course. And I mean, it just put together three loves that I have. One is that I'm a military veteran, and I have a lot of respect for that. Two, I love storytelling. I've been recording my parents and grandparents and aunts on a cassette tape since the 1990s. And then, of course, I'm a theater director, so those three elements seem to come together naturally.
And it has a goal. The Stories of Service has it, the ticket sales mm-hmm. and the donations. Mm-hmm. What is the end goal here, and again, why is that important?
Right. So this event is controlled by Fisher House Michigan, and they are trying to build a Fisher House in Michigan. I'm sure people have heard of Ronald McDonald yep. Houses. So near the Veterans Hospital in Ann Arbor, the Fisher House wants to build a Fisher House in Michigan, and apparently there are about 35 or so around the country, and we don't have one in Michigan.
Hmm.
I could be wrong about this, but they're going to build one in Ann Arbor for sure and possibly in Detroit, but okay. this could be just a focus on Ann Arbor right now.
And this is for people that you know, have a loved one that was in the service, whether recently or you know retired, that's getting attended to at the VA short or long term, and they need a place to stay.
Right.
And you mentioned the Ronald McDonald House. Same mm-hmm. kind of concept. It's mm-hmm. family that mm-hmm. they don't want that burden of having to worry about a hotel or going back and forth mm-hmm. because we all understand that part of getting through an issue medically is having people around you that you love and support you. And what a great resource for our veterans, again, or our current service personnel, too, to know that their loved ones can be close by without that stress. So the funds from this, the proceeds from this, the donations, the ticket sales, all go towards that goal of building that and then sustaining it, because obviously there's ongoing
mm-hmm,
costs.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about the evening. There are five former service members here that are going to share his or her stories with the audience in their own words, very personal. What can we expect from this event? I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be pretty emotional.
Yes. The storytellers range from World War II, Vietnam, Korea, and some of the Middle Eastern conflicts. There are two women and three men, one African-American. The World War II veteran is 96 years old. Wow. And really energetic and spry. And so we'll get a broad look at their participation in these various conflicts and wars and such.
Okay, and if we want more information about this, what's the easiest way? You mentioned Fisher House. I'm assuming if we find their website, we can find information about the event.
You can find it at least through Fisher House online and also through Stories of Service. But when you type in Stories of Service, you probably ought to type Fisher House,
okay.
Michigan as well.
Okay.
Because there's a Stories of Service movie or something.
All right, and this is Monday, November 5th at Hill Auditorium. It's a ticketed event. But again, the proceeds go towards this great cause, the Fisher House, and they're accepting donations for that cause as well. I'm glad that you're participating in this. Thank you so much for being a representative from the campus of Eastern Michigan University, going across 23 over to the Ann Arbor side of town to share this story. But if we are interested in learning more about your efforts here on campus at Eastern with the theater and the arts and just the things you have going on here, how can we find you and how can we find more about that?
You can Google EMU Theater. Or you can go to emich.edu and search EMU Theater.
Okay.
And currently we're about to open She Loves Me on Friday at 7 p.m. It's a musical.
All right. And we thank you so much, Wallace, for being here today. It's Wallace Bridges, a professor of theater arts at Eastern Michigan University, involved in the Stories of Service project. That'll be Monday, November 5th at Hill Auditorium. A great personal evening. And you're going to see former service members sharing their stories in their own words with the audience, and glad you so much lending a hand, because sometimes we've got the emotions and feelings inside, but the words just don't want to come out, and I know that that's the bridge that you're helping these people build between themselves and the audience, so thank you for that.
Thank you so much,
and thank you for your service, too, and thanks for your doing for our fellow service members on campus here. We want that environment to be nurturing for them and help them do the best they can coming out of the service and entering into the private sector, so thank you for that as well.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
This is Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU. Now back to Eastern Michigan University football. Go Eagles!